Thank you. what you have done for us.
Shukuru kwa yale umeshatutendea.
We thank you that God, you are going to minister to our hearts today.
Shukuru maana wewe unahudumia na sisi zetu leo.
I pray for every word that will be spoken out of this time of the Lord. And as it germinates, continue to transform us, O God. So we thank you even for your servant coming to speak. The vessel that you use it for your glory and honor. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name. We have a brother from Mbere. He has not been here before. But he has been here the last 2 days.
Great
blessing to us. Daktari will be speaking to us this afternoon. And he will be sharing with us on where he left yesterday. So open your ears. The Lord grant you this great
attribute. Hallelujah. I don't know, I think I would like to shoot this a little. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
I thank God for this opportunity to be in your presence and to share fellowship with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm blessed as much as you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as I water, I'm also watered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gives seed to the sower and he gives bread to the eater. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a privilege to serve the people of God because we are a special people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are very important before God. There is no people more important to God than his people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says you are a special treasure to me. Above all the people of the earth. He said all the earth belongs to me. But you will be special to me in a way that no other nation is to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are a special nation unto God. He takes us out of our families. He takes us out of our tribes. He takes us out of our country. And he makes us into a nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this nation, my brother was saying yesterday, there are no Kenyans. There are no Nigerians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no rich, there is no poor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no educated, there is no illiterate.
Amen.
We are a special people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is where God wants to bring us into. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so serving God's people is a special privilege. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord himself is here today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that makes this occasion very special. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Today we are going to look at a matter that is very serious. And something very, very important to all of us. I want to encourage us this morning. Open your ears. Open your heart. You are going to hear something today that will change your life. It will change the way you see things. It will change the way you live your life. It will change the way you see this calling of God upon your life. It will also change your response to the call of God. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Luke chapter 15. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 15. This morning we'll be talking about the prodigal son. The prodigal son. Hallelujah. I'm sure you've heard that message before. But I trust God you will hear it in a different light today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is in different dimensions. And every day God encourages us to come up here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you climb on top of this roof, you see things differently from the way you are seeing it right now. As you are now, you are seeing something. But when you go up there, you see it in a different way. My prayer this morning is that we will come up here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, God spoke to John. He said, come up here and I will show you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is saying this morning, come up here and I will show you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke chapter 15. We will read from verse 11 to verse 32. Amen.
Wagawia kitu yake. Hata baada ya siku si nyingi, yule mdogo akakusanya vyote, akasafiri kwenda nchi ya mbali, akatapanya mali zake huku na kwa maisha ya uasherati. Alipokuwa amekwisha tumia vyote, njaa kuu iliingia nchini. Yeye naye akaanza kuhitaji. Akaenda akashikamana na mwenyeji mmoja wa nchi ile, naye alimpeleka shambani kwake kulisha nguruwe. Akawa tamani kujishibisha na maganda walivyokula nguruwe. Wala hapana mtu aliyempa kitu. Alipozingatia moyoni mwake alisema, ni watumishi wangapi wa baba yangu wanaokula chakula na kusali, na mimi hapa ninakufa na njaa. Nitaondoka, nitakwenda kwa baba yangu na kumwambia, baba, nimekosa juu ya mbingu na mbele yako, sistahili kuitwa mwana wako tena, nifanye kama mmoja wa watumishi wako. Akaondoka akaenda kwa babaye. Alipokuwa angali mbali, baba yake alimuona, akamwonea huruma, akaenda mbio, akamwangukia shingoni, akambusu sana. Yule mwana akamwambia, baba, nimekosa juu ya mbinguni na mbele yako, sistahili kuitwa mwana wako tena. Lakini baba alimwambia, aliwaambia watumwa wake, leteni upesi vazi lililobora mkamvike, jieni na pete kidoleni na viatu miguuni, mleteni ndama yule aliyenona mkamchinje, nasi tule na kufurahi, kwa kuwa huyu mwanangu alikuwa amekufa na naye akafufuka, alikuwa amepotea naye ameonekana. Wakaanza kushangilia. Basi yule mwanawe mkubwa alikuwa shambani, na alipokuwa akija na kukaribia nyumba, alisikia sauti ya nyimbo za mchezo. Akaita mtumishi mmoja akamuuliza, mambo haya maana yake nini? Akamwambia, ndugu yako amekuja, baba yako amemchukia ndama aliyenona, kwa sababu amempata tena yu mzima. Akakasirika akakataa kuingia ndani. Basi baba yake alitoka nje akamsihi. Akamjibu baba yake akatazama akasema, tazama, mimi niliyemtumikia miaka mingi yako wakati wote. Lakini ujanipa mimi mwanambuzi nifanye furaha na rafiki zangu. Lakini alipokuja huyu mwana wako aliyekuwa alikula vitu vyake pamoja na makahaba, umemchinjia yeye ndama aliyenona. Akamwambia, mwanangu, wewe ni pamoja nami siku zote na vyote nilivyo navyo ni vyako.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this story is a story we are all familiar with. Hallelujah. When I became a Christian, it was one of the first things I heard about the gospel. The story of the prodigal son returning back to the father. And the understanding I had then, the way it was taught me, it was the story of the sinner coming back to God. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is true. Hallelujah. But like I said, the word of God is in different dimensions. So today we are going to see another dimension of this story. Now I am born again. How does this story affect me? Hallelujah. The Bible says all scripture is profitable for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is progressive. There is a natural dimension and there is a spiritual dimension. And the Bible says first that which is natural and afterwards that which is spiritual. There are certain aspects of the Bible that have been fulfilled naturally. For instance, Israel has returned to their natural homeland. They have been in captivity for so long, but now they have settled in their land. You are dwelling in their land. Jerusalem is now their capital. Hallelujah. But there is a spiritual Israel that must return to their own land. Hallelujah. And this is the journey that we are making. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible said that Jerusalem shall be trodden by the Gentiles. I don't know if the Lord will give us opportunity to talk about that. But they will be trodden for a period of time. But after a time, the time of the Gentile will come to an end. And Israel will return to their homeland. Our homeland is the realm of the spirit, not the realm of the flesh. Hallelujah. Our homeland is to the place of the spirit. Hallelujah. For long, the church has walked in the natural. That is not our estate. That is not our place. But we have a place in Christ. Hallelujah. It is there that all the blessings of God are kept. Hallelujah. In heavenly places. You cannot appropriate these blessings unless you leave the natural and come into the spiritual. All of God's blessings are there, and you can possess them. That's why the Bible says that the redeemed shall return to Zion. And upon this Zion, they will possess their possessions. Upon this Zion, they will obtain deliverance. Upon this Zion, the Bible says that saviors will come down from Zion. When the redeemed come into their estate, something will happen to them. Then they will come out from that estate and begin to bless the nations. It is the purpose of God that the church should bless the nations. But the church must come into the inheritance and possess the inheritance, and then with that inheritance they will bless the nations. We cannot bless the nations without our inheritance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus came to a point in his ministry for 30 years We didn't hear much about him. Hallelujah. One day, when he was 30 years, 30 is the number of maturity. It is a place of full stature. His ministry was about to start. That day the heavens opened to him. Hallelujah. And he had access into the heavens. And that's where his ministry started. He would go into the heavens and receive life and give life to men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this man had two sons. A certain man. Praise the name of the Lord. A certain man had two sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is this man? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we know who this man is. God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the father. Now, he had two sons. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, why would the Bible say he had two sons? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let me tell you, in God's house, there are usually two groups. Praise the name of the Lord. As we are gathered here today, there are two sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are either one or the other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, which category you belong, you determine. It is your choice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I want to tell you a little about these two sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One was the elder son. He was the firstborn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was the firstborn. Then the other was the younger son. Now, listen very carefully. We are all born again, I presume. I want to assume that everybody here is born again. Because if you are not born again, you are not even part of these two sons. You have no inheritance in this matter. You have no portion in this matter. You have to first of all come into the Father's house before you can talk about the Father's business. Praise the name of the Lord. This business is a serious business. So one was the firstborn. Now, if you read your Bible well, you will discover that the Bible has a lot to say about the firstborn. When you begin to go through the Old Testament, God speaks so much about the firstborn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the firstborn occupies a special place in the Father's house. I'm going to read a few scriptures to show you that. But let me mention a few things that are peculiar to the firstborn. Now, to the firstborn belongs the birthright. Hallelujah. There is something called the birthright. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The birthright is the right to inherit the Father's estate. Hello.
Hello.
The right to inherit the Father's estate belongs to the firstborn. If the father is a king, the throne belongs to the firstborn. The others will get something, but they will not get the throne. We must understand this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, there was a man called Abraham. I think that's Genesis 24, if I'm correct. I will just show you something quickly there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 24. Hallelujah. I want to see where that scripture is. Hallelujah. No, it's not 24. Hallelujah. Jokes, you help me find that out. Hallelujah. It says Abraham gave gifts unto his sons. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
25 verse 5.
Yes, 25 verse 5. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's good to know your scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
25 verse 5. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to read verse 5 and verse 6. Praise the name of the Lord. It says, and Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived in the east. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to read another scripture in let me see where I can find that. Praise the name of the Lord. I had that. I'll find that for you. There was another king named Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had a son named Joram. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says that when he was about to die, he had other sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he gave gifts unto his sons. But the kingdom he gave to Joram because he was his firstborn. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to understand it is very, very important. All of us may be children of the same father, but only one group will inherit the throne. The others will get gifts. They will get gifts. Different kinds of gifts. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to decide which one you want. Whether you want the kingdom or you want the gifts. The gifts are good. The miracles, the signs and wonders, their healings and deliverances, they're very good gifts. But there is the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he describes the king. He says he calls it all. In the book of Revelation, Jesus said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Hallelujah. There is something called all things. That all things is all that the Father is. The very life of the Father. The very nature of the Father. The very substance of the Father. Some will inherit that. Praise the name of the Lord. The man had two sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I usually tell the people of God something. Something very interesting, very peculiar. In God's house, hallelujah,
amen,
the most important thing is not necessarily who your father is. It is who your mother is. Now, better write it down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of us are born again. Children of Abraham. But what will determine your inheritance is who your mother is. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of the same father, but not all of the same mother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, as we go on, you may be able to understand that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So, there is a firstborn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That firstborn, to him belongs the birthright. Hallelujah. Now, God made a covenant with Abraham and gave him a promise. And gave him that promise, says, your seed will rule over the gate of their enemies. Your seed will bless the nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Abraham received that covenant. Abraham had many sons. But when he is about to die, he will call his first son. And he will commit that promise unto the first son. He will bless the first son in a peculiar way that the other sons will not have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will give him a portion that the others will not get. He will give gifts unto the other sons. He will send them away. He said, this house where I am living belongs to the first son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this is very important for us to get. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The firstborn son of a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gave them an instruction. He told them, every firstborn belongs to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every firstborn belongs to me. He is dedicated to me. He is my special one. You can have the others. But the firstborn is special unto me. He is my own. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God said, I have a special interest in this firstborn. There is something very serious about that matter. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sure you read this in your Bible. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this man, like I said, he had two sons. In those days, a man's first son, if you look at Genesis chapter 49, when Jacob began to bless his sons, he says, you Reuben, you are my firstborn. You are my might. You are my power. You are my strength. You are the excellency of my dignity. But you will not keep the inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what Reuben did? Reuben took his father's wife.
Reuben.
That's a serious matter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is our father's wife? The church. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church. Praise the name of the Lord. We are custodians. We are not husband to the church. The church is not our personal property. We don't tamper with our father's wife. Because Reuben did that, some people today have made the church their personal property. Hallelujah. When Reuben slept with his father's wife, she would bring forth children that look like Reuben and not look like the father. So you have people in the church today who want to look like their pastor.
They
want to dress like their pastor. They want to talk like their pastor. But they don't want to be like Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the firstborn has a peculiar position in God's house. And Jesus Christ is the firstborn. Hallelujah. But we learned yesterday that wherever the head is, there is also the body. So in the book of Hebrews, we read about the church of the firstborn. Hallelujah. Say, we have come unto the church of the firstborn. Praise the name of the Lord. That is in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12:23. God begins to talk about the church of the firstborn. It is a spiritual assembly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They don't meet in any place where you can see with their eyes. Their gathering is in Mount Zion. But they are made up of firstborns only. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only firstborn sons partake of that assembly. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus was the firstborn. He said that when Mary brought forth her firstborn, God is inviting you, hallelujah,
Amen,
to be a part of this firstborn company. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there was the first son, but there was also another son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we are going to see, that son was a foolish son. If you read the book of Proverbs, you'll only see two sons there. You see the wise son and you see the foolish son. Hallelujah. You will see the wise son and you will see the foolish son. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now this first son, not much was said about him initially. But the second son went to the father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, Father, give me my inheritance. Now, there was a problem with that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, he is supposed to receive his inheritance when his father is dead. Are we together? He's supposed to get this inheritance when his father is dead. Now, I want to see if I can explain that to you. In a very peculiar sense, our father will also speak about our old nature. He said, we are conceived in sin and brought forth in iniquity. That is the environment we came out from. Hallelujah. God wants to destroy that nature so that the new man can come out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now there is a reason for this. The first time God gave power to a creature was the devil. That time he was a cherub. God anointed him with power. You can see that in Isaiah 14 and in Ezekiel chapter 28. Hallelujah. God put so much glory upon this man, so much anointing upon him, that he began to feel very important. He felt, I'm so important. And the Bible says he began to corrupt wisdom. He began to twist the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said, we're not like those who corrupt wisdom, who twist the word of God. Who twist the word of God for personal gain, for personal profit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now because of that, God says, when I want to give a man power, I want to deal with his character first. I want to deal with his personality first. It is for this reason that you are passing through the testings of life. There is a glory that is going to manifest in your life. But your loyalty must be tested first. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? God must test what you use power for. The old man must die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The old nature must die. There was a man called Joseph. His brethren sold him to slavery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Joseph met them in Egypt, he asked them a question. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, is the old man still alive? You would have thought maybe he was asking them about Jacob. But he was saying, are you still the same people that sold me into slavery? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he had to test them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, at that time, they were a people belonging to different tribes. This one is Kikuyu. This one is Luo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when they saw Joseph, they hated him. They say he is of a different mother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But something happened. Between the time they saw Joseph and the time they met Joseph again, something had changed in their personality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph asked them a question. Say, who are you? They say, we are the children of one father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are brethren. We are brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We belong to one. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus said, I will test you more.
Nice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they said, there's the last one, he's not here. Jesus said, go and bring him. You can't see my face until I see Benjamin. He was not sure whether they had killed Benjamin the way they also killed him. So they went and they brought Benjamin. He tested them further. He put a cup in Benjamin's bag. He wanted to know what they would do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, love is our goal. That is the greatest thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Benjamin was arrested, the brethren said, no, instead of Benjamin, take me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Joseph knew that their character had changed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Joseph said, everybody go outside.
Yeah.
One day we'll talk about Joseph.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And Joseph said, I am Joseph.
Yeah.
There is a revelation of Jesus Christ that will not be given to the church until we have been tested. Until we have been proved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He now knew that they were brethren. That one can lay down his life for the other. He said, instead of my brother to be in prison, let me be in prison. He now knew that they were red. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so the father will only give the inheritance to the son when the father has died. He said, a testament is of no power until the testator is dead. Jesus said, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit while I'm still here with you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. So he wanted inheritance when the carnal nature was still alive. Hallelujah. Now, let's bring the story down to our soul experience. There are a lot of people in the church today. They're asking for power. Every day they're praying for anointing. They're praying for, you know, power for miracle. They want to have power so that they can have a big church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Father knows that they are not ready. Hallelujah. He knows they are not ready yet. Because they will misuse that power. But the young man said, give me. Give me. Give me. If you read the book of Proverbs, they say there is something that will always say, give me, give me, give me. In the wilderness. The children of Israel say, give me, give me, give me. And the Bible says God gave them, but he sent leanness into their soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not every blessing is good. Not every blessing is from the Lord. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he added no sorrow thereunto. Hallelujah. Now, the father knew that this young man would not stop disturbing him. He knew that the young man would keep disturbing him. So he gave him his inheritance. What is our inheritance? What did the father give this young man? Hallelujah. Now, sometimes you ask Christians, what is your inheritance? Hallelujah. What are you expecting? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, a lot of Christians don't have an idea. Some say there is a city. Hallelujah. Somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. What is your inheritance? What do you hope to get at the time appointed of the Father? Because there is a time appointed of the Father. You know, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 4 that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from the servant. Hallelujah. He is subject to tutors and instructors until the time appointed of the Father. Brethren, there is a time appointed of the Father. That time is drawing near. There is a fullness of time. That time is drawing near. And we are patient, we are waiting. Because we are undergoing a school. We are passing through some instructions. We are going through some experiences to prepare us to use our inheritance wisely when it is given to us. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you what God wants to give you. Hallelujah. God wants to give you his life. Hallelujah. His own kind of life. The Bible calls it eternal life. Hallelujah. It has no beginning. It has no end. It is that is God himself. You know that God told the children of Israel, when he was dividing the inheritance to them, hallelujah, he said, for the tribe of Levi, don't give them any inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm giving you all, take house, take car, take land, take everything.
Now,
take. But this tribe. Now, why was the tribe of Levi peculiar? You know, when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, hallelujah, he chose the firstborn. But you see, at the rebellion on Mount Sinai, the firstborn were in charge of the rebellion. Hallelujah. They were the heads of the tribes. At that rebellion, the tribe of Levi separated themselves. Moses said, who is on the last side? And the tribe of Levi came and gathered to him. And God told Moses, tell the children of Israel, today I have taken the tribe of Levi instead of the firstborn. Hallelujah. I have chosen the tribe of Levi in place of the firstborn. They are now my firstborn. When you are sharing, this one wants a car, give him a car. This one wants a husband, give her a husband. This one wants wife, give her. This one wants a house, give him a house. But for these ones, don't give them anything. I, the Lord, I am their inheritance. The Lord is my inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what I'm looking for. God's own life is what I am looking for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what God has promised us. There are different kinds of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you look at the Bible, there are certain words that are translated life. You read a word called bios. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's natural life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is, that's where you get the word biology. Plant life. Animal life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a temporary kind of life. It can expire. It is limited in duration. It can even be diseased and corrupted. Hallelujah. But there is another kind of life. The Bible calls it Zoe. Hallelujah. God's own life. Hallelujah. It is eternal. It cannot die. Hallelujah. And whenever this life comes, everything around it changes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what God is going to give you. Immortality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is our inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when we get born again, we receive in our spirit a measure of this life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We receive the earnest of our inheritance. The first portion. Just a small piece. Now, the purpose of that small piece is to assure you that we're not telling stories. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That this thing is real. Without that, we'll just be telling stories. That you know, God's life. But what he has given us is the earnest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just a little installment. Now let me try and explain that. It's like I want to buy a car. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I come to the seller of the car. Say, how much is this car? 1,000 shillings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, okay. I'll come back tomorrow with the money to take the car. But to show you that I'm serious about buying this car, I'm going to give you a little deposit. Hold this little money. At least when the seller of the car sees the money, he knows that this man will come back tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord says, hold this, I'm coming. To show you that I'm serious about coming for you. That is the earnest of our inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is serious about this matter. He has given us the first fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The first fruits of the Spirit is what he has given us. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to read something to you from Ezekiel 46. You know, this must come together. In Ezekiel 46, verses 16 to 17. The Lord showed me a very important principle about gifts and inheritance. Hallelujah. There is a difference between a gift and an inheritance. Are we together? A gift is different from an inheritance. We have read a few scriptures to that effect. But in Ezekiel 46, God began to speak to Ezekiel. He said, tell the people, when I give a gift unto my servants, Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I give a gift to my servant, that servant will hold that gift until the year of Jubilee. Hallelujah. At the year of
Jubilee,
that gift will return back to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a temporary gift. But he says, when I give a gift unto my son, I give him a gift forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to decide whether you want the temporary or you want that which is forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are servants and there are sons. A servant does not abide forever. He serves up to a point in time. Then his service terminates. Because at a point, and the son now grows up and takes over from the servant. Today, angels are ministering to us. They are used of God to instruct us. But a time will come when we shall judge the angels, when we come into our inheritance. Hallelujah. I want you to be excited. If you can see what God is opening up to you. Hallelujah. So there are temporary gifts. This young man said, give me, give me, give me, give me. And the father gave him. Be careful when God gives you some gifts. Sometimes God is paying some people off. Take and go. Take and go. He said Abraham gave gifts to some of his sons. He sent them away. Hallelujah. Don't be too, captured by some of these things. Sometimes it is take and go. Hallelujah. Abraham gave gifts to his sons and sent them away. But Isaac was abiding in the father's house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must abide in the house. Our portion is greater. Now, we are saying these things for us to understand what is going on now. There are things happening in the church now. And you must have understanding of the times and the seasons, so that your heart is at rest. Hallelujah. Sometimes people look around and they feel, oh, it's like these people are happening and we are not happening. Hallelujah. We must have understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this son took his inheritance and he sold it. Hallelujah. He sold it. Now, King James says he gathered it together. Now, if you read other translations, he sold it and converted it into shillings. Hallelujah. This is very, very, very important for us to understand. All his father's goods, he sold it and converted it to money. Today in the church, the name of the game is how to convert the anointing into cash. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How you can convert the anointing, your inheritance, into cash. God anoints a man. This anointing, how can I convert it into cash? How can I use the anointing to get money? That's what this young man did. And he went into a far country. He left the house of God. He left his territory, the realm of the spirit. He began to come down to the natural. Now, let's pause for a while here. Hallelujah. And think about this matter. To what purpose is the anointing given to us? I want us to read something from 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1. Read from verse 1 to verse 3 to verse 11. Okay, verse 1 to verse 11. Yes, Second Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 11. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Peter was saying something that is very, very, very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To explain to us the purpose of their life and the anointing and the spirit that we have received. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a king that went into a far country. And he said, I'm going to receive a kingdom. I'm coming back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he gave certain things to his people. He said, do business with this thing. When I come back, you will give account to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first man said, you gave me 5 talents. I have acquired 5 more. I have increased. I have enlarged. I have multiplied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, use this thing and be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What God has given to us is to be increased, to be enlarged, to be multiplied, and not to be wasted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, Peter said, we have received precious faith. Precious substance. God's own life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's own life. This life is called all things that pertain to life and godliness. What you need to live a godly life. What you need to acquire more life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a law of sowing and reaping. When God planted his life in you, he was looking for a harvest. When you plant one seed, when the time of harvest comes, you are not expecting one seed. You are expecting a harvest of the seed that was planted. If indeed you have received the seed of Christ, If indeed that seed has been planted in you, we are approaching the time of harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There must be a multiplication. There must be an increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says that unto us are given exceeding great and precious promises. That by these promises, by using these promises, you will acquire God's nature. You will acquire God's life. You begin to experience God's life within you. That is the purpose. It is not to make money. It is not to become famous. Hallelujah. It's to acquire more life. Hallelujah. There was a young man named Solomon. Let me see where that is. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 3. It's important that we look at that also. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 3. Hallelujah. I want to read from verse 3. Praise the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 3. This is very important. These are the important parts of this message. Now read from verse 3 to verse 15. Verse 13.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I think the principle is very clear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, God wants us to pray. And our prayers should be set on the kingdom of God. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. God said, Solomon, ask me one thing, I'll give you. If God were to ask you that today, what would you ask for? Hallelujah. Now, when a man is setting his heart on the kingdom, his prayer life has a focus. What dominates your prayer life? Give me a house. Give me dress. Give me a car. He said, after these things, the Gentiles seek. Hallelujah. He said, seek first the kingdom. Solomon asked for wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is Christ. Hallelujah. He said that Christ has been made to us wisdom. He said, if you get wisdom, said everything comes from me. Life comes from me. Riches come from me. Every good thing comes from me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said every good and perfect gift cometh from above. Say, set your affections on things above. All other things shall be added to you. He said that Solomon's request made God happy. He says, a wise son maketh a happy father. God was so happy. He said, I'm happy that you asked this thing. In fact, I will give you this one you have asked. And even the ones you did not ask, I will give you. All those who have been praying for money, you will be richer than them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our heart must have a focus to be partaker of the divine nature. Hallelujah. There is a glory I want. There is a glory that I want. This morning our brother read from Romans chapter 8. See, that there is a glory that is going to be revealed in us. Us is not everybody. Us is the firstborn. Us is the wise son. Hallelujah. And the earth is waiting for that glory to be revealed. We need to keep our focus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so this young man went into a far country and he began to live riotously. He began to spend his money. He spent it to get a house. Actually, what finished him was he got involved with a harlot. Mystery Babylon. The mother of harlots. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a system today in the church. There is a spirit today working in the church. That system is an abomination before God. What does Babylon do? It takes the people of God captive. Nebuchadnezzar went and captured Israel. He went into the sanctuary of God and took the golden vessels of God. These golden vessels are people. Vessels of honor. Vessels used to be worshipped for the worship of God. And he took that vessel to drink wine and give honor to gods of gold and silver. Gods of gold and silver. Gods of money. They are using the people of God today to drink wine and to give honor to money, to shillings and dollars and pounds. The people of God are supposed to be used to bring an offering to God and are being used to minister to dollar and pounds and shillings. Money has become the focus in the house of God. So So we have clubs in God's house. 10,000 shilling clubs. 5,000 shilling club. Maybe 10,000 shilling clubs will sit here. 5,000 shillings will sit here. Honor is given to gods of gold and silver. And that is a harlot woman. It will drain your substance. A man that used to have so much life, that system will sap the life. He's still talking scripture, but he's empty. He's making a lot of noise. Hallelujah. The crowd may still be big, but just wait a while. Something is about to happen. Hallelujah. Something is about to happen. There is a substance in us that the harlot woman is looking for. If you read your Bible well, see that this harlot woman hunted for the precious life. Solomon loved many strange women, and they began to sap him. They began to sap him. At the beginning, he loved the Lord. At the end, he began to worship idols. Something had gone out of him. Samson was a mighty man of God. He began to love strange women. They began to go for his strength. This king said, go there, find out the secret of his strength. When we are finished with him, he will just become an ordinary man. Hallelujah. There was a mystery to this. You know, Samson was staying with a woman, and she was asking, what is the secret of your strength? For Samson, it was a game. Hallelujah. He would tell her something, and then the Philistines will come, and he will break them to pieces. But every step was coming nearer and nearer and nearer to the secret of his strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now somebody asked a question one day. How was this woman able to make him sleep at will? Whenever she wanted, she would make him to sleep. And the answer was very simple. She would give him wine to drink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The power of Babylon is in her wine.
You
see, the nations have drunk of that wine and they have gone mad. One day we'll talk about wine also. There's an intoxication that the spirit of the world can bring to a man, and he is drunk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they shaved his hair, hallelujah, he said, let me rise and do like before. He didn't know that it was all over. For many today in the church, it is all over. The glory has gone. The power has gone. And you see, the dangerous thing about this is that when the anointing is no longer working, some of them begin to go to other sources. I don't know what happens here in Kenya, but in Nigeria, some begin to go to witch doctors. Just like Saul, when he lost the anointing, he went to a witch doctor. The miracles will still be happening, but it is now a different spirit. Hallelujah. It is happening all over the place. If you look in Kenya, don't look far, you will see it happening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this young man began to waste his substance in riotous living. When a man is living riotously, he's living without self-control. He is indulging the flesh. Everything the flesh wants, he gives him. Paul said, I have to beat this body. have to bring it under subjection, no? Lest after having preached to others, I become a castaway. The body must be brought under. We are not servants to the lust of the flesh. If you begin to serve the lust of the flesh, it will drain the anointing from you. When Potiphar's wife was going for Joseph, when Potiphar's wife, she was interested in the anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph ran for his life. He ran out of the house. Run for your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he wasted his substance.
And
many today are wasting their substance. They are chasing the things of this life. Their heart has been overtaken. Little by little, they are spending their substance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now something happened. He went and joined himself with a citizen of that country. Today the church and the world are mixing up. Ministers of God want to be seen rubbing shoulders with politicians. You know, they are getting involved in all kinds of things. Hallelujah. It is because the anointing is going. Hallelujah. So you see churches today, they are building universities. They are building all kinds of projects. They are getting distracted from the focus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But at that point in time, something began to happen. Say there was a famine. Hallelujah. Now this famine is ordained of God. Elijah came to Israel. He said, for 3.5 years there shall be no rain. There shall be a famine. And God said in Amos, he said, I will send a famine, not of natural food, but of the hearing of the word of God. Not of the preaching, but of the word of God. The true word. Men are preaching on television, but they are preaching philosophy. They are preaching theology. They are preaching all kinds of things, but not the word of God. When you hear the true word, something happens to you. There were two disciples on the way to Emmaus. Hallelujah. They didn't know who was talking to them, but their hearts was burning within them. When you hear this word, your heart will burn within you. Hallelujah. John the Baptist was in the womb of his mother. But when he heard the voice of Jesus, something happened to him. Hallelujah. There is a word that God is speaking to his people. When you hear it, something will happen within you. Hallelujah. Your spirit will bear witness. You will live for joy. He said that the lame will live for joy when you hear this voice. Hallelujah. There was a famine of the word of God. Meanwhile, people are preaching on TV every day. But when you listen closely, you will not hear anything. Hallelujah. But the Lord God is speaking. Hallelujah. And some are hearing. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, as I want to round up, I want to mention one very important thing. When this man's money had expired, he went and joined himself to a citizen of this world. The man sent him to go and feed swine. Now, what is swine? Hallelujah. Now, the Bible tells us, a dog returns back to his vomit. A pig returns to the mud. Mud speaks about carnality. It speaks about sin. It speaks about uncleanness. Peter said that some people had once escaped from this thing. But because they began to submit to certain ministries, those ministries brought them back again into uncleanness. Those are people that feed swine. Swine speaks about an unclean nature. Leviticus chapter 7. Sorry, chapter 11. Leviticus chapter 11. You say that the swine is an unclean animal. Hallelujah. Because it does not chew the cud. Say, don't eat it. Don't even touch the dead body. Peter said, from such men turn away. Hallelujah. Because if a man is covetous and you submit to his ministry, you will receive that covetousness. It's a spiritual thing. Fellowship is transference of spirits. That's what it's all about, right? If I am an unclean person, I minister to you, I transfer unclean spirits to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, so these men have unclean spirits. If a man is a fraudulent person, if a man is an adulterer, he will transfer unclean spirits to you. Praise the name of the Lord. So to feed swine is to give strength to uncleanness. To give strength to unclean nature within us. Hallelujah. Peter said that these men, their eyes are full of adultery. They speak great swelling words. When they are on stage, they are talking. They bring men into bondage. The later end of such people become worse than their beginning. A man that has escaped from corruption becomes twice a servant of corruption because he submitted to an unclean ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is your responsibility to submit to the right ministry. It is your choice. And you must be wise. If a man's life is not straight, there's nothing he can preach. Ministry is not just preaching. It is your life. It is your nature. It is who you are. In Genesis chapter 1, every seed will bring forth after his own kind. Whatever seed you have, that's what you're going to plant. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so this was the state and the condition of this young man. And we need to be very careful, because something is happening in the spirit right now. You remember the parable, the story, not the parable, the story of the lunatic. There was a young man, and the Bible said he was filled with devils. Hallelujah. That's another story in itself. But you see, as Jesus met him and began to deliver him, the spirit said, there is a herd of swine feeding somewhere. Allow us to go into that swine. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, okay, go. So while one man was being delivered, another man was getting worse and worse. The Bible said that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. Deceiving people and then being deceived themselves too by spirits. Let me tell you what that means. As the word of God is going forth here now, unclean spirits are going out of our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But another man somewhere, these unclean spirits are going there. Because spirits will find places that are comfortable for them. So you see, some men are getting worse and worse. Some others are getting better and better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It depends on where you are. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there are three levels. If you look at that man, the young man was in the mountain crying unto God. Jesus met him at that mountain. That mountain speaks about the heavens. That young man is you and me. He was crying out unto God. And Jesus met him and began to change him. There was another level. Now, in God's creation, there are three basic levels. The heavens, the earth, and the sea. Three heavens, three levels. The heavens, the earth, and the sea. Now, the heavens speak about the people of God who are walking in the Spirit. The earth speaks about God's people who are walking in the flesh. And the sea speaks about the realm of the unbelievers. Praise the name of the Lord. But the war is going on in the heavens. Hallelujah. And the dragon, the spirits are cast out from the heavens. The heavens of our soul. They are cast down to the earth. To the realm of Christians who choose to still walk after the lust of their flesh. But the problem there is that as they get washed, they will not remain there. This wine did what? They ran down into the sea. Hallelujah. In fact, at the end of the day, you will not know the difference between some Christians and unbelievers. That is what we are seeing in the church today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, rejoice, O ye heavens, and you that dwell there. Because the dragon has been cast out. But woe unto the earth, the dwellers of the earth, and the dwellers of the sea. The dragon has come down to you people. His operation is not limited to the earth and to the sea. There is war in the heavens. Deliverance is coming upon Mount Zion. But for those on the earth and on the sea, there's great trouble for them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want to thank God for this young man, because at a point he began to come to his senses. Hallelujah. He came to his senses and began to return to the Father's house. Now, there are some in the churches today who will come to their senses. Not all, but some. Hallelujah. And they begin to find their way back to the Father's house. The Father received them. But I want to tell you something very peculiar. Hallelujah. The firstborn is the firstborn. This son came back. The Father accepted him and clothed him, but the firstborn. Because you see, when the firstborn saw what was happening, you know what, the firstborn was angry. He said, my father, I've been with you, you've not been giving me anything. You know, some of us, the way God handles us, if you want, God, why are you not, you're giving everybody, why are you not giving me? God is training you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, sometimes it's like, God, you give this person, you give this person. It's like you're denying me all the time. They came to the Father and said, what is going on? I don't understand this. I have served you faithfully. I never disobeyed you. I kept to your way. Now this, my brother went out, wasted your substance with harlots, came back, and you have called the feast. Hallelujah. The Father said, son, relax. Said, you are always with me. Hallelujah. You have your place in my presence. You have your place with me. Hallelujah. He said, all that I have is yours. Hallelujah. You see, the Lord is merciful. Hallelujah. But you see, there is a time limit. Praise the name of the Lord. There are those who have faithfully kept the covenant. It looks like the Father is not prospering them. Hallelujah. It looks, the Father handles them with, you know, iron hands. It says that, you see, that the Father chastened the Son whom he loves. The Son whom he is receiving. Hallelujah. He says, come out from among them and I will receive you. You will be my sons and my daughters. There is a time to be received. When Esau came to be received, he was rejected. Hallelujah. Why? Because he despised his birthright. He didn't value what the Father had given to him. He said, I want to satisfy my appetite now. He was living a life dominated by his appetite. The Bible says he was a profane person. He was a fornicator. He sacrificed eternal things for temporary things. When you don't value what God has given to you, a time comes when the Father will reject you. Esau came for the blessing. He said, your brother has already taken it. He was now begging, any scrap of blessing, please give me. He got a blessing, but nothing like Jacob. Hallelujah. There is a better portion. Hallelujah. Amen. And we must set our hearts upon it. The purpose of this message is so that we know the path that the Father has chosen for us. When it seems he's denying you certain things, he's actually disciplining you. He says so that you might be a partaker of his divine nature. Hallelujah. Amen. So that when you look out and see people doing all kinds of things, David said, I was looking out. David said, he said, my feet almost slipped when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. He said, I have kept my hands clean. Is it in vain? He said, I was so disturbed until I entered into the sanctuary. May God bring you into his sanctuary today. May the veil be taken away from your eyes. He said that the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling, that you may know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, that you may know the exceeding greatness of his power that is working in you. The veil must be taken away. We must enter into the sanctuary. That must be our prayer today. Hallelujah. Make that your prayer today. Lord, I want to come into your sanctuary. I want to see the things you have reserved for me. Say, ear had not heard, I had not seen. It has not yet come into the heart of a natural man. The things that God has reserved for them that love him. But now, these things are being revealed to us by the Spirit. There are many things that God wants to reveal to us today. Beyond our ordinary understanding of Christianity. God wants to show you what you are going to be. Hallelujah. There is a glorious being that is coming. Hallelujah. And as God begins to show us these things, he wants to arrest our hearts. He wants to capture your heart. So that you forget everything. He said that you will make your election and calling very sure. That if you do these things, you will not fail. He says an entrance will minister the abundance into you, into this kingdom. Hallelujah. An entrance will be ministered to you abundantly into this kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that God will speak to our hearts. I pray that God will touch our hearts. I pray that God will change our hearts. I pray that God will open our eyes, that might begin to see this thing very clearly. We'll forget every other thing and we'll follow this vision. God bless you all. Okay.
Wow.
My daughter, I really don't know what to say. I can't even add a single word on that. My friend, you have ears to hear. That you may not be carried away. That message, Jumehu, is a message from God. To open our eyes. Let us stand on our feet and bless the Lord. Even as I want you to take a few moments
and
ask God
to
do something. If there are things that you have had and God is telling your heart and not yet, allow God to do it. When money, I'm living in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Let us stand before the Lord. We just want to take a moment to hope and pray. Just go into His presence and bless His mighty name.